matter sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or infections.
Mm-hmm. Any word beginning with P? Do you ever call it pus?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, pus.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call, if a man goes to the army, he's liable to be...
Drafted, you mean?
Well, no, if he fights in a war, a battle, he's liable to be...
Killed.
Or...
Injured.
Mm-hmm. Another word for injured would be...
Hurt or no.
You could say he was what in battle? He was or in action, he was.
Would be the word. There's another word, I know.
Yeah, well, you could say he was wounded, right?
Yes, wounded, uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
So,
wounded
if
or
he was
injured.
Wounded, that means that he has a... If a person,
injury, a wounded, or...
Well, yeah. But if a person is wounded, he has a...
Excuse me.
That I've seen, I've only seen that in picture,
uh-huh.
But they all look so very much alike.
Oh, they do. They all play for one. They look like their daddy. They don't any of them look like they're related.
Since this daughter wears glasses, she and Steve look, I think, a
little
bit more
Nancy
alike.
Wears them to study.
Oh, I see.
And, but she doesn't wear them for dress, and she doesn't like to wear them. She just wears them when she studies or drives. She has. She should wear them all the time.
Yes, they look very much alike.
Oh, they're just almost a picture of one.
There are three in our family, and we don't look anything alike.
They don't, nobody ever says any of my children look like me.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Anyone says that they favor me in any respect. I have a little granddaughter now, they say favors me.
It's a good thing we started talking about this because you're used to words that I
I imagine so.
Well, if a person is wounded, you say he has a...
Wound?
Mm-hmm. Now, what... In a scar, what... I think this is what this is now. What do you call this type of skin right here?
Well, a scar would be what I mean.
Well, the skin. Well, have you ever heard the phrase proud flesh?
Yes, when it's sore.
Oh, I
when
see.
When it's still sore, it is.
It's called what?
Proud flesh, whenever it's still sore, you know, before it heals.
If a neighbor up the street dies, and you're talking about it with some other neighbor, and you want to find out about the cause, your neighbor wants to find out about the cause, she said, more or less, what was the cause of his death, and you would say, I don't know what